This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. A 1900-run study of Claude code agent teams found naming a coordinator adds no measurable benefit, while shared file coordination swings token costs by up to 42%.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices. It is right in Anthropic's own documentation for Claude code, though you have to look across two separate sections to see it.
You mean the best practices section, where they acknowledge that sometimes the lead starts implementing tasks itself instead of waiting for teammates?
Exactly. And their suggested fix is literally to type, wait for your teammates to complete their tasks before proceeding.
And then in the troubleshooting section, they add that the lead can stop early too, deciding the team is finished before all tasks are actually complete.
Right. Anthropic is documenting a middle manager in language anyone who has ever run a team will recognize.
But the industry's default way to put several coding agents on one task has been to borrow the human organizational chart wholesale. A lead, teammates with mailboxes, an opening round of introductions.
And until this week, nobody had actually measured whether any of it earns its keep, or whether the real switch is much duller.
Not who is in charge, but whether agents write to a shared file or message each other.
A choice that alone swings the token bill by around 40%. That measurement now exists in a preprint submitted on 17 August 2026.
Titled, When Agents Coordinate, Measuring Coordination in Multi-Agent AI Coding, by Giuseppe Destefonis and Tommaso Aste.
They ran 1,902 instrumented Claude code sessions on Sonnet 4.6, varying team size, hierarchy, and how agents pass information, scored against a fixed behavioral test suite.
And what was their headline finding, undercutting the organizational chart model?
They wrote that naming one agent as coordinator creates no communication hub and provides no reliable improvement in success. How thin was the coordinator condition in the study?
Very thin, by design. One agent simply received a prompt stating it was the coordinator, and that was the only difference from any teammate. No extra authority, no synthesis step, no approval gate.
So coordinator teams performed no more reliably than flat teams across their primary grid of 1, 2, 4, and 8 agents.
That is right. In fact, the study's sharpest reversal ran the other way. At 8 agents on a conflicting task split, flat teams solved 20 of 20 runs against coordinator teams 6 of 10.
Flat teams solved 20 of 20, while coordinator teams solved 6 of 10? That is a huge difference.
It is. Though in a 244-run sealed replication, that specific reversal didn't hold up. The overall coordinator finding and the file versus messaging channel effect both reproduced, but that specific reversal didn't.
So why did the coordinator label perform so flatly across the main grid?
Because the paper measured the label, not the mechanism. The study's coordinator differed from its peers by a single prompt sentence.
Which brings up the obvious objection from production experience.
Right, like Walden Yan, writing from Cognition on 22 April 2026. He argues the coordinator isn't decoration. It's the whole design.
His description was map, reduce, and manage, wasn't it?
Yes. A manager splits work, children execute, and the manager synthesizes and reports back. He dismissed unstructured swarms as mostly a distraction.
And Claude code's actual team lead assigns tasks, approves plans, and bubbles permissions.
Exactly. Duties detailed in Anthropic's own documentation. The paper measured the label without those mechanisms. So the honest reading isn't that management is worthless, only that this experiment cannot yet separate the two. That is the gap Yan's claim still occupies.
So the defensible conclusion is narrower than hierarchy doesn't matter. A title with no duties attached buys nothing.
While duties attached to no title bought most of what teams gained. Which brings us straight to the coordination channel itself.
Where agents write to a file versus messaging each other.
Right. On spec-shaped work, where several agents each hold a piece of one specification, mandatory file coordination cut output tokens by about 42% at 8 agents compared with message-heavy coordination.
42% fewer tokens?
why does direct messaging cost so much more?
Direct messaging, left unmanaged, grows close to quadratically with team size, and much of it is an opening round of introductions nobody asked for.
Does mandatory file coordination always cut token costs then?
No. On pipeline-shaped work, where one agent's output chains into the next, that same file discipline added 17% overhead. The pipeline already carries the coordination, so the file becomes redundant bookkeeping.
That is the exact dial a developer almost never touches.
Right. Someone flips on Claude_code_experimental_agent_teams=1, and they spend an afternoon on spawn prompts and a lead's job title.
Tuning the part the study found does nothing measurable.
While running 3 to 5 parallel sessions on the vendor's own shared task list at /.claude/task/team name.
A plain directory of pending, in progress, and completed files, with dependency unblocking and file locking so two teammates cannot grab the same task.
On the study's evidence, that directory, not the role above it, is doing the coordinating.
Though 2 synthetic Python tasks and 3 days of preprint life still argue for caution.
Absolute caution. None of that makes the org chart worthless, but it makes it the wrong place to look first. The bill for running an agent team gets set upstream, in a choice nobody frames as management at all. Does this task's shape want a shared file, or does it want a conversation?
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.